Talk with Tom Oates, Wisconsin State Journal, Madison.com. Oatsy, Oates. Good morning.
Morning, boys. Nothing but fun in Green Bay, huh?
Yeah, Oates, I know you were there on... I know you were there up there Sunday. Tell me, what was your reaction when you first got the news, when you were at the game, and a few hours afterwards about the firing of Mike McCarthy, who you've covered for many years?
Well, first of all, it's media, so it's all about me, and I was well down the road toward writing a column, and all of a sudden the world changed. So that was my first reaction, of course. No, I was pretty surprised that they would do it during the season. I know people have soured on Mike McCarthy, but he took that franchise to a lot of places that it hadn't been in a long time, and did a lot of great work up there. So I was surprised in the middle of the season. I was also surprised at how poorly they played against the Cardinals, and I don't attribute that entirely to Mike McCarthy. I attribute that to the fact that they had about 8 or 9 starters who didn't belong starting in an NFL game playing. So there was a talent issue. That team was no more talented in my mind than the Arizona Cardinals, who were 2-9. But they also played poorly, and when you stack those on top of one another, I think they just, in some ways, it's a bit of a grandstand play. Like, hey, yeah, we're listening to you fans. We're not going to take this sitting down. We're getting rid of the guy. And in the other way, maybe they did indeed want to look at Joe Philbin for 4 games. I think that somewhere in their that certainly factored into their reasoning.
Tom Oates joining us here, Chuck and Winkler on the Fan. What we were just talking about before we had you on, Tom, was this hypothetical: if Rodgers goes out against the Falcons and throws like 350 and 4 touchdowns, I said that would make me angry, because then it would show me that Rodgers could play like this the entire time. And we had a caller say, well, no, it would show you that the play calling's better and the scheme is better. And maybe it's somewhere in the middle, but I do think, like, it depends, I guess, how he gets those 400 yards. Rodgers has been throwing more overthrows than anybody in this league, more throwaways. A key third down on each of the last 3 games have gone into the dirt. He doesn't look like himself, and I feel like if he flips a switch and looks like himself again, then that's what he wants the narrative to be, is that, see how I am without Mike McCarthy? So it would make me angry. What would it say to you if Rodgers, after how he played Sunday, goes out and looks like an MVP on this Sunday?
I think it would say that the offense has changed, that he's happier in the offense, that what they're doing is better for what they have. I'm a firm believer that we're not seeing a 100% healthy Aaron Rodgers. He does not look like the same player I've watched for the last 12 or 13 years, however long it's been since he was drafted. I don't think he's physically 100%. I think that's affected his game. I also think the offense and the way it was being run affected his game, and I also think his reaction to the way the offense was being run affected his game. But I certainly don't think – one thing I do not question about Aaron Rodgers is his motivation when he steps on a football field. He's as self-motivated and highly motivated an athlete as I've seen in a long time. I think it was just a few years back we were comparing to Michael Jordan in terms of his ability to motivate himself and challenge himself and all those kinds of things. So I wouldn't question that. I will say that the situation was so sour between his injury, between his relationship with McCarthy, between what I think we all realized was an outdated offense that was actually in recent weeks, McCarthy was kind of starting to change it a little bit, but too little too late, obviously. So I think that it's a combination of things, and I don't know, Bart, I think you could throw for 300 yards against Atlanta, so I don't know how good that what kind of a test that's going to be.
I don't know, Tom. I can't shoot a 3-point shot. It's too far away for me. So I appreciate the compliment, but
well, that's what you have Chuck for.
I've got pretty weak arm strength.
As long as Bart can set me a screen on the basketball court, I'm good.
That I can do.
Yeah.
I'll do that for you.
Yeah. That's what I'm there for. Hey, Oatsy, what about this new coach that comes in? Do you think there's going to be a pressure on him that he feels like he's got to get on the same page with Rodgers? Is Rodgers going to be welcoming to this new guy? How do you think that's going to work out?
I think Rodgers better be welcoming to the new guy because he didn't necessarily like the old guy. Yeah. So, you know, he wanted a new guy. It was pretty clear this year that he wanted a new guy. So he better like the new guy, and he better get – He has to get on the same page with the new guy as much as the new guy has to get on the same page with him. But, you know, let's be realistic here. He's the face of the franchise. He's also the quarterback. And in the NFL, the quarterback is everything. So, yeah, there has to be a connection there. There's no question there has to be a connection there because it's just too important a position. His status is too important. You know, he's just signed that big contract. He's not going anywhere, okay? So the new coach has to get on board with him, but you know that's part of this is on Rodgers too. Let's make that clear. He wanted a new coach. Well, now he's going to have one, and he's got to make an effort to really make it work as well.
What type of coach do you think would be best to work with him? There's a lot of people that see the way the game's going, and so you pick your young hotshot assistant. There's some names of guys that have coached in the league before, maybe that haven't coached in the league for a while. There's a lot of different ways you can go. Is it a young guy? Is it an old guy? Is it an offensive mind? For some reason, would you bring a defensive coach in here? What do you think would work best with Aaron Rodgers?
I think it needs to be an offensive mind, and it needs to be a cutting-edge offensive mind. Because this offense clearly has to change. And I think he'll be on board with that, it's conceivably it's an offense that he wouldn't like. That could conceivably happen, and he would fight it. But, again, I think he'll be on board. And it's really hard for me. You know, whoever they bring in is going to have to be a strong-willed guy. And because if look at it this way, if they hire a defensive coach and then he hires an offensive coordinator, I'm not sure that that's the kind of guy Aaron Rodgers needs to answer to as an offensive coordinator. He might much more readily dismiss that than he would a head coach. So I think the head coach has to be an offensive guy. That would be my suggestion. Whether that's young, old, whatever, it better be someone who understands the way offenses are going in the NFL, which is, you know, really toward the college spread in many ways. So, again, offensive guy.
Any guys you have your eye on who might be good fits there?
No, I certainly think Josh McDaniels a thought because he fits a lot of those bills. Plus, he's been a head coach. Now, he was a very bad head coach. But look at Pete Carroll and look at Bill Belichick. Their first head coaching experiences didn't go very well. Their second ones, or third one, I think in Carroll's case, did go well. So, that's a thought. But I at this point, there's too much out there, and I think they need to narrow it down. You've heard everyone from Nick Saban to the quarterback coach of the Rams. Well, there needs to be a lot of winnowing going on there to get it down to a workable number before I think he can really settle on some guy.
All right, Marquette of Wisconsin, as we turn the page here real quickly, what do you think of this game coming up? I mean, Wisconsin, 12th ranked in the country, man. They are shooting up the polls better than anybody expected. I know they struggled with Rutgers and they still won the game, though, but, I mean, how do you see this game, and are you a little surprised the Badgers are playing as well as they're doing?
Terrific game. Once last year when they played, I think they were both were challenged with their benches. You know, that was the first game for Wisconsin without Kobe King and Demetri Trice last year. I think both teams are much deeper this year. Both teams are better this year. More talent, deeper talent. Terrific game. I watched Marquette some last night. Wisconsin, I think. The most impressive thing about what Wisconsin's done so far is, 7-1? They've played two patsies, two bye games, that's all. Otherwise, they have played all Power 5 conference teams, and they still have lost only to, what, second, third-ranked Virginia. So their schedule has been really daunting. They beat Oklahoma, which beat Notre Dame last night. So that, to me, is the most impressive thing, is who they've beaten and the difficulty of the schedule they've played.
Tom Oates, appreciate it. As always, we will talk to you again down the road, as there is plenty to discuss these days.
All right. See you, boys.